Our next guest is on the line. She is Wendy Kahn. She is the director, or the national director, I should rather say, of the South African Jewish Board of Deputies. Wendy, it's been a long time. It's great to chat to you again.
It has indeed. Hello, Sam, and good to hear your voice.
Okay, I'm going to put my hand up.
Well, I've heard your voice.
Okay, well, good. Redeemed yourself. Redeemed yourself right there. But I'm going to put...
Certainly not the first.
I'm going to put myself back in the bloops again, because I'm going to put my hand up and admit that I don't know too much about your campaign about the release of yellow balloons. So tell me all about it.
Okay, well, then we quit. You'll recall in November 2023, just after the October 7, we decided to do an activation on the Nelson Mandela Bridge. And we put up red balloons, and we had hostage posters. And it was really one of the most incredible, incredible experiences, because South Africans were on their way to work, on their way to university, and they stopped and they read. They read each poster, and they were in tears, and there were people praying, there were people crying, they were hugging. It was just the most incredible. And I've shown that video around the world whenever I speak at conferences to say, these are the South Africans. The ghastly rhetoric from Sam in Durko does not reflect the views of the majority of our country. And the reason we actually chose the bridge was because we wanted to connect with fellow South Africans, and that's what a bridge does. And we also wanted to have the iconic Nelson Mandela, unfortunately a name that has been really manipulated and captured in the last 2 years. And we wanted to use that legacy in a way that people, we could connect, we could talk to people would listen, and that we could share our really awful experience of these hostages. Forward 2.5 years, and thank God, the last hostage was released last week. And we decided that where better would it be for us to commemorate the end of this terrible hostage saga other than on Nelson Mandela Bridge. And this morning we went back to Nelson Mandela Bridge, this time with blue balloons, because we're not in yellow territory anymore. We're not in red territory anymore. Yes. We now have our hostages all home. And it's now a time of healing for the families of the hostages that didn't come back, for the family, the hostages that did come back, many of them sadly to the news of loved ones that didn't come. There was a lot of loss, and now the healing can begin. And we wanted to start that process on the bridge. And what was amazing today is we put the hostage posters out again, this time with big yellow stickers which said home. Some of them home for burial, some of them home with their families. And it was again a very emotional day, a very moving day, with people coming up and just connecting again with South Africans in the true South African way. And that's what we did today.
Wendy, as you talk, so I'm getting goosebumps, because it's been a long time since we've heard something so positive in that particular context. You know, when you spoke about the hostage posters, my mind went back to those awful early days on the Seapoint promenade of the posters being taken down. And I think it's really difficult to sink lower than that. I'm hoping, please tell me, that sort of attitude was absent today.
Completely absent. Not one. The only interaction between these people and the posters was they wanted to know more, and they wanted to hear more. And what was really amazing is that not one poster was. It was, you know, I think around the world, posters being torn down, terrible things being said to Jewish community members, really horrible things going on around the world. And that's not what we experienced today. In the middle of Johannesburg, we were engaging. And just to share one little anecdote, which I thought was really very moving for me, is that one of the posters was of Daniel Perez, of blessed memory. And he, I just thought, you know, I did an interview on the bridge, and I said to the journalist, what's so amazing is that this was a boy from Johannesburg. 100%. He was born in Johannesburg. He was educated in Johannesburg. And we are... remembering him and paying tribute to him on the central bridge in Johannesburg. And that was really very, very touching.
Reactions from the community thus far, what have you heard?
Absolutely beautiful, particularly the people who came with us this morning. And we took a lot of the young people, the soldiers, some of the youth movements came with us. It was really wonderful to have them on board. There was a church who came with us. And what we will be releasing tomorrow is the video of this of what happened to this morning, of the activation. And I know that people are going to feel really, really, it's going to be a heartwarming video, and I really encourage everybody to have a look at it. I must say we've had a wonderful response already on social media, and yeah, hopefully the healing will begin for the families, for Israel, and for Diaspora Jewry.
100%. You know, I read a poem about 2-3 days ago that one of our listeners sent through to me. It was called Yellow. It was about reclaiming the color yellow. And I just heard you saying that we chose blue. And I just thought what you're not saying to me is, Simon, we have reclaimed the color yellow. The color yellow is just that now. It isn't sadness. It isn't loss. It isn't hostages. It is just the color of yellow and the color of sunshine. And I think that's really, really powerful.
And I think now we need to reclaim the color of blue, and we have to reclaim our right to have a relationship with Israel, and we need to also reclaim symbols that have been captured from us, symbols like Nelson Mandela, symbols like watermelon. We've got to now
Absolutely,
start clawing
Wendy.
Back and saying
Absolutely.
We have a right as South African citizens.
Absolutely. It's enough of the defensiveness. It really is enough. It's time to take back those symbols. I do want to go to my SMS line, my WhatsApp line, Wendy. Question for you from Roland. That initial video that you first referenced, the one 2.5 years ago, is it available on YouTube?
Oh, it certainly is. If you just look up Nelson Mandela Bridge or put in the word hostage or SAJBD, and it will come up.
Wendy, continue doing the amazing work that you are doing. I look forward to the video. In fact, I've got a favor to ask of you. Please let me know when it is up and how to find it, and we will publicize it all over the place, because it is a video that I think
amazing.
Is going to be really important. So thank you for having done what you did today.
And thank you for the opportunity. Thanks for the opportunity.